Blues woman and guitarist Beverly Watkins died earlier this month at the age of 80. WUGA's Jimmy Sanders, host of Music from High Cotton, offers us this remembrance.
The Deep South has a rich musical tradition. Many of the musical roots of this region can be traced directly back to the blues. Artists such as Robert Johnson, Charlie Patton, and Son House created the Delta blues sound and have contributed greatly to the musical sound and legacy of this part of the country. In Georgia, Beverly Guitar Watkins was, simply put, a guitar goddess. Born in Atlanta in 1939, she spent most of her formative years in Commerce, Georgia, and began playing music as a student. In high school, Watkins was a bass guitarist for a local band. She was introduced to blues legend Piano Red around the age of 20, eventually joining his band, the House Rockers. Watkins remained in Piano Red's band, touring across the country, until the group broke up around 1965. After that band dissolved, Watkins remained prolific. At night, she performed as the opening act on tours with legends such as B.B. King, James Brown, and Otis Redding, among others. During the day, to pay the bills, Watkins cleaned houses and office spaces in Atlanta. In the late 1990s, Watkins finally had her big break.
Rainbow Blues don't care about nobody. No, 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 no. 7th July, I call a cab.
So after decades of having success elude her, Watkins was rediscovered. From there, she co-headlined on tours with other legendary female figures within the genre, such as Coco Taylor. After decades of working with other artists, Watkins finally struck out on her own in 1999 when she released her debut album, Back in Business, which was nominated for a 2000 WC Handy Award. As the 2000s progressed, Watkins' stature continued to grow. Her own stage antics, like playing guitar behind her back and head, amazed audiences across the country and around the world. In a genre dominated by males, Watkins was a titan. When men told her, "Put that guitar down, women don't need to be playing guitar," Watkins was thankfully defiant. Despite being in her 70s for much of her most successful period, Watkins possessed a youthful energy that was on full display in concert halls across the globe. Her working schedule included appearances on Harry Connick Jr.'s daytime talk show in 2017 and the NBC primetime television program Little Big Shots, Forever Young, that same year. Through decades of work and performance, Watkins truly lived up to her nickname as the Queen of the Blues. For WUGA, I'm Jimmy Sanders.
Jimmy Sanders is WUGA's general manager and the host of Music from High Cotton, which is part of the rotation right here on WUGA.